welcome to Mix Sunday Morning.
What a way to get us going here this Sunday morning. We the Kingdom Child of Love. A little spunk in that song to give that extra step to you to get the clothes on and get in the car and go to church this morning. Hey, good morning to you. I'm Greg Wyckoff, your host of Mix Sunday Morning. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening. Let's start this show the only way I know how to. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you again. I thank you for another week, Lord, that, again, I don't deserve this, but for some reason, you've put me in this seat. Again, Lord, I thank you for that, but more, Lord, I ask you to be with these listeners, Lord, to be with this audience, that you will just guide them, protect them today, protect them this week with a hedge of protection, with your legion of angels, and Lord, that you will just be the healer for whatever they're going through. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, let's get to church today. Let's find that house of the Lord that will praise him. But let's keep you warmed up for it right here on Mix Sunday Morning. That was Pat Barrett, The Way, right here on Mix Sunday Morning. And boy, that takes us right to John 14. Verse 8, and it says, Jesus answered, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you really knew me, you would know my Father as well. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. And what that would have been something to have been there that day when Jesus was speaking to the disciples, just to know that, wow, man, they had the opportunity to see Jesus. But don't doubt that still today, we still can see him. And there's going to be a day very soon we're all going to see him because he is the way, the truth, and the life. Glad you're tuning in this morning. I hope you're having a great day. It's a wonderful day right here on Mix Sunday Morning. Coming up now, Hillsong United, Know You Will. That's Francesca Balestelli, Holy Spirit, right here on Alabama's Best Mix, Mix 106.5. Hey, I'm Greg Wyckoff, your host of Mix Sunday Morning. What a powerful worship song. Listen to these lyrics again. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of loves, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone, your presence, Lord. That's what he does for us. He can come into your life, and all you have to do is call upon his name, and yesterday is undone. Now, some of you know exactly what that means, and there's some, I hope, that are listening today that maybe do not know what that means, that there is someone out there that loves you, and his name is Jesus. And he doesn't care what you did last night, last week, a year ago. It's all undone when you call out unto his name. So know Jesus, know who he is. If you ever have a question, find a pastor, go to church, or you can always hit me up. I'm on Facebook, and now I'm back on Twitter. It's just Greg_Wyckoff. Send me a message. Because, you know, I will never lead you to me. I'm going to lead you to him, okay? Because it's a personal relationship. It's not a relationship to me, to him. It's a relationship that he is calling out to you. Another powerful song coming up. It's Mandy. You Keep Hope Alive right here on Mix Sunday Morning. Laura Story, what a savior right here on Mix Sunday Morning, and what a savior he is. Hey, let's get to some hot Christian songs. And these are year-end chart for 2021. The number one song last year, You Say by Lauren Daigle. And we'll just go in order here. Good God Almighty by Crowder. The Battle Begins, Phil Wickham. Hold On to Me, Lauren Daigle. My Jesus, Ann Wilson. Graves into Gardens, Elevation Worship, featuring Brandon Lake, Less Like Me, Zach Williams, Help Is On The Way by Toby Mac, and Truth Be Told by Matthew West, the top 10 hot Christian songs, according to Billboard, of last year. Many of those songs you hear right here every week, right here on Mixed Sunday Morning. Let's get back to the music. Speaking of passion, here they are with There's Nothing That Our God Can't Do. Maverick City Music promises right here on Mixed Sunday Morning. Hey, top news, still the top news this week is the Russia-Ukraine war that seems to be dragging on, is intense fighting over in that country. You know, no matter what we think about it politically, personally, there are just some people that are just devastated, families that have been devastated. You know, war is just, it's nasty. There's nothing good to say about it. And, you know, I don't think we really know all that's going on behind the scenes with it, but I don't think it matters, because it won't matter the day we stand before God, we stand before the gates of heaven. And, you know, we want answers for everything right now, but we just have to trust in Him. We have to trust in His plan, because it's all been laid out. He already has it figured out, and it really doesn't matter what happens on this earth, because through Jesus, we've been given eternal life to step through those golden gates. So no matter what you're going through, no matter what you think may happen, and no matter what might happen, just know we will never have to drag our own cross. Okay, we will never be nailed to a cross. We may be mocked, we may be ridiculed, we may stick out like a sore thumb. But we have to stay on track, we have to stay on path, we have to trust the Lord to guide our way and to protect us until the day that Jesus comes and rips the skies in half to come take us home. Just hold on to that and stand for His word. Speaking of stand, it's Hillsong Young and Free, The Stand, right here on Mixed Sunday Morning. Mary Beth Suddeth, Never Going Back, right here on Mixed Sunday Morning. Hey, the next song coming up is another one of my favorites. It's by Hillsong Worship, King of Kings. And before we jump into it, let's go behind the meaning of that song. Check this out.
I think that when Jason showed us that chorus melody, that we then thought, actually, that could be a verse melody. I think the nature of the repetition of it and the familiarity means, the familiarity of it means that you can pack a lot of words in there, which is an exciting opportunity as songwriters. You know, sometimes you definitely need songs with less words, you know, songs that you don't have to think about. But then also I think that as songwriters, when you have an opportunity to play with a melody where you can put a lot of words in, like, let's teach something, you know, let's impart some theology, let's remember what we believe and why we believe it, and let's sing scripture. So I think that was the kind of the jumping off point of what we wanted to do with this song, and what we were excited to have the opportunity to do in terms of really being able to communicate the gospel, and not just the gospel, but the ongoing story of the church that the gospel was the catalyst for.
Isn't that cool? The ongoing catalyst of the church. Because we can get into denominations and all of this, which, you know, is another whole topic of itself. But the catalyst of the church is the gospel. And what a way to present it through music. Hillsong Worship, King of Kings, right here on Mixed Sunday Morning. Carrie Job, Forever, right here on Mixed Sunday Morning. And what a great opportunity I had several years ago at Winter Jam up in Birmingham, that we got to meet Carrie Job, and my son, Aaron, my oldest son, got to take a picture with Miss Carrie Job. She was so gracious. What a powerful woman that God is using through her voice, through her speaking. Carrie Job is just fantastic, and that's a great song, Forever. let's just get right back into the music. Elevation Worship, Graves into Gardens. And I believe that was one of the top songs of 2021, according to Billboard Music. Elevation Worship, Graves into Garden, right here on Mix Sunday Morning. Life Church Worship, where the Spirit of the Lord is, right here on Mix Sunday Morning. And thank you for tuning in again, and I really do appreciate it. As we wind up another show this morning, another week going by, this 2 hours just flies by every week. And we've got some great songs coming up to finish the show this week. Chris Tomlin, Matt Mayer, Horizon Music, and one of my favorites, We the Kingdom, Holy Water. We play that all the time at home. And I just want to finish this up with a little something different this week. And this is usually the devotion time, but I was going through my Bible and there was a note in the back of my Bible. And this is one of my friends that I worked with up at the Anniston Army Depot. And I'll just read it. And it says, "Greg, first realized that you would do the same for me if given the opportunity. You're an awesome man of faith, and God, you deserve a break. I'm honored to have you as the answer to my prayer. I prayed for you and your tires, and I believe I am thankful that I am able to help you by the grace of God. This is a gift. This is a gift from God and not just me. I have been blessed more than I could ever imagine. If given the chance, I would do this again over and over." And he said, "P.S., just another reminder that God loves you." And that's from a good friend, Chris Marcharello. We call him Marshmallow. I was going through a tough time financially in the midst of jobs, trying to raise four kids and, you know, plants closed, businesses closed, and I had to get into a job, and I was driving a car that had horrible tires on it. And I prayed every day just to get to work. And I had a blowout one day, and Marshmallow came to the rescue. When I came back to work the next day, there were two tires sitting by my desk, and it was probably one of the oddest things that I've been around, but we need people to help us. And I know I've been able, and we're not supposed to talk about it, you know, I've been able to do some things for some people, but not as much as God has blessed me, that people have blessed me with. And I'm going to get into more of that, because I know Lee wanted everybody to get to know me a little more here on radio. And that'll be coming out, because I really don't like to talk about myself. So I'm going to take this story that I shared with you, and let's just take it to the Bible. And there's a verse in the Bible. It's Proverbs 27:17. It's a simple verse. It says, "As iron sharpens iron, so one man sharpens another." And for Chris Marcharello, and for me, maybe we sharpened each other. And I hope that you have friends that help sharpen you, and that you are a tool for God that helps to sharpen others. So go with that this week, and either be the tool that is making someone better, or be gracious in taking the offers that others are giving to you to sharpen you. God bless you. Thank you for tuning in. We'll see you next week. It's Mix Sunday Morning, and I'm Greg Wyckoff signing off.